Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show where web video meets the issues. Tonight's videos include the late Howard Zinn on why fighting in World War II turned him into a pacifist, and a YouTube acting troupe does Catcher in the Rye from the late J.D. Salinger. That's tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75 on the New York City cable systems. Now, we just heard from Jim from our Help Wanted project, looking for work in online advertising. I suspect he's hardly the only person listening right now, wondering what's become of New York's advertising industry, such a major employer here for so long. Well, take heart. Advertising Age magazine reports that the media and advertising industry as a whole actually started to gain jobs again in the fall after losing about 10% of its positions over the last 2 years. And some of the numbers there, that's about 2,000 new jobs created after a loss of close to 200,000 jobs. But there are still well over a million advertising and other media jobs in the United States. And our next guest says there is life in that industry still. Ty McMahon writes for the Wall Street Journal and had an article last week headlined, Three Startups Ask What Online Ad Slump? Hello, Ty. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning.
Who are these three startups and why should we care what they think?
Well, you know, first, I think it's important to, as you mentioned, last year was a rough year for advertising in general. I mean, you saw the lowest overall media spend since 99 and a drop in online ad spend somewhere around 4.6%. But there were a few companies who found kind of pockets in that slump and managed to make the best of it. The story that I wrote a few weeks ago highlighted one company, Yodel Incorporated. They're basically a local online advertising provider. Basically, they're trying to be the yellow pages of the internet. And they had a pretty good year last year. They saw 135% revenue climb and revenue of around $46 million, which are great numbers in an ad slump. Another company was Glam Media Incorporated, which is kind of a niche female focused ad network, who saw growth of around 35%. And another in a really hot area right now is Bright Roll. They do online video advertising, which is catching a lot of attention from advertisers these days.
Online video advertising, so that you would have to click on a video that starts to roll when you go to a page in order to start it, or perhaps in order to stop it.
Sure, we've all seen those pre-roll or post-roll advertisements before video.
And those are interesting companies for people who never heard of them. Yodel, for example, which you reported has $46 million in revenue and employs about 300 people at this point. Everybody's heard of the Yellow Pages. Not many people listening right now have ever heard of Yodel, but Yodel is trying to eat the Yellow Pages lunch, right?
Absolutely, and they're not the only ones. There are several companies in that segment that are really trying to take advantage of that shift in ad spend, whereas your plumber or your doctor's office would have previously bought that ad in the Yellow Pages. Consumers aren't going to the Yellow Pages anymore to find their services. They're going online, and there are startups that are trying to take advantage of that ad spend and help facilitate that.
So, listeners, are you looking for work in the advertising industry? Are you trying to make a transition, perhaps, from traditional advertising to online advertising, or are you already working in both, because everything is really both these days, and old media and new media, and have anything to report? Talk about the online advertising job market in the New York area. Are there other people like Jim out there? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or people who work in the industry, call up and tell us what you think that's going on that's interesting right now. 212-433-9692. Anyone looking for work in advertising, online or traditional, 212-433-9692, or anyone currently employed, for Ty McMahon from the Wall Street Journal, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, you do report that total online advertising shrunk about 5% last year. So where's the growth coming from that Yodel and Glam and this other company you profile called Series E all reported?
Well, you know, as I mentioned in the story, these companies are operating in thriving pockets of online and of the online ad market. Paid search, grew 2.2% in 2009, while classified spending declined by 30%. There are certain pockets that were able to, while some areas suffered from the economic climate, some actually maintained some health.
When you say paid search, just so everybody knows what you're talking about, because people will think, oh, well, when I go to Google and enter a search term, well, that's free. So the paid search is...
Sure, those advertisements you may see on the side of your Google search that if you search for a plumber on Google,
some of the things that comes up are ads. So
correct.
And that's called paid search.
Correct.
Okay.
Some of these companies were really in hot areas. Brightroll, for instance, is benefiting from advertisers who are now seeing online video as part of their overall spend. In years past, often these agencies and big brands have experimental budgets that in the past could have included online video or maybe social media like Facebook. Now those brands are seeing those segments of media is not experimental, but important parts of their overall ad spend. And so companies like Brightroll, like Glam, for instance, they're seeing increased revenues based on that shift in thinking.
Let's take a call. Linda in New Rochelle. You're on WNYC. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I teach viral marketing at Purchase College SUNY, and I teach a certificate program in social media marketing. We found that just by students taking one course, they're all going out and getting employment in major brands, in small, medium, and medium, any size businesses. Our certificate program is composed of people who are in advertising, who need to beef up their skills. The jobs, people who know how to use Facebook and blogging and Twitter for marketing, it's very wide.
What do you teach them? What are some of the skills that students learn when they take a viral marketing class?
Well, if they open up a blog, they learn how to optimize it so it reaches their target market, which requires some skills on how to look at numbers and how to change numbers and how to register yourself and how to reach your target market. Which they, most people understand that. And then
Tags like keywords,
tags
including
keywords.
Things, so you come up in people's searches?
That's exactly right. You could come up in a blog. We did a blog for our client, and we came up within 3 weeks on the top of the list because the blogs are now being searched by Google. Twitter is now being searched by Google. If you know how to pose a good Twitter comment, it'll come up on the top of the Google search.
So your students are Jim's competition.
There's lots of jobs out there for them. We get stories every day about young students going out there and going and getting jobs in social media marketing. As long as it's on their resume that they could do it, they're being sopped up. They're just being grabbed up.
Who's hiring, Linda?
Who's hiring? What companies?
What kinds of? Yeah, what kinds of companies?
Boar's Head, for instance.
What?
Boar's Head.
Oh, Boar's Head.
Boar's Head.
Uh-huh.
Sony is hiring. Hard to bring up more names, but one just got somebody in a sports drink company. The man who started Snapple has a new sports drink.
Uh huh. Interesting.
He hired a marketer to the social media marketing.
I'm still thinking
about... One of my students. These are all my students.
That's great. I'm still thinking about Boar's Head. You market cold cuts by viral marketing?
Oh, you could start a really cool blog on how cold cuts are made and what, sort of cutting the myths of what's in salami or, this become a lot of fun.
Pretty interesting.
And then, yeah.
Ty McMahon, you have any question for Linda? It sounds like she's like just... placing people in jobs all over the place.
As it sounds that way. Well, she's definitely right that young people or not just young people, but But anyone who wants to work in advertising and marketing these days needs to be able to have a firm grasp on digital media and social media. And outside of that, there are so many companies like Facebook and Twitter and so many different multimedia sites that you have to really use all of those channels these days. So it is very important that people have a firm grasp on those abilities.
Linda, thanks for your call. It's good news for your Purchase students. Robert in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hey, great. I'm glad to talk to you. I have some insight on both things. My spouse has been a creative director for a major advertising agency in the New York metropolitan area for over 20 years. And I'm a doctor, and I've used Yodel in my professional life. And it's very interesting because Yodel tries to drive people to your website. And it was very interesting because my spouse is in advertising. I had a very media-rich HD video involved with it, and they were absolutely unable to do it because the people that are basically working for them are not don't have an advertising background. They have a sales background, and they're out there selling things to doctors or lawyers or other professionals, trying to drive people that would normally look through the yellow pages to their website. I used them for about 6 months and found that they didn't promise what they delivered. They promised a lot of things, but after spending probably over $15,000 or $20,000, I found that I didn't get the return that was, worth it to me. The other point that I want to make is a lot of these people that these online advertisers are hiring don't understand the concept of campaigns and things of that nature. So you wind up with a lot of disjointed stuff and a lot of young people that really have no advertising experience and really can't do advertising. It's a very short-term thing. And I believe in the long term, companies like Yodel will not be successful.
Hmm, interesting. All right, thank you. Ty McMahon from the Wall Street Journal, you have any thoughts about Robert's call?
I think it's important to understand that we're at the very early stages of online advertising. I think the online advertising model is still evolving, and it's evolving to keep pace with the rapidly changing state of online media. So I think he may be right. There's still a lot of things that need to be figured out before we really know what model is going to work the best on the Internet.
Mark in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mark.
What's up, Brian? What's up, Tom?
What's up with you?
What's up with me? Well, I was a creative director at a traditional agency, and because I think that I was young and I was into a lot of online media, they moved me into a position where I became sort of the online guru to sort of bring the traditional agency into the online place. Anyway, when that experimental money that Tom was talking about went away, I lost my job, and I actually just recently found a job at a digital agency trying to be the traditional guru to bring them to the traditional space.
So you're walking that line, and it might serve you well in either place. So that means that there are really traditional agencies and digital agencies, that dichotomy exists. It's not just that everybody that's trying to be an agency today has to do both?
No, and there's a lot of people who are having a lot of trouble making that gap close, because I think there's just, a lot of the traditional agencies like the way they do it. They're mounted in TV. They think about it from, print advertising, and, they don't think about the consumer in a lot of the same ways. And a lot of the digital shops work more like production shops, where they do work from project to project, like the last, caller was talking about. And what happens is that a lot of times they miss that big campaign idea, that big idea that those big, agencies are so good at.
Interesting. So they both have their strengths and weaknesses. If they're working from project to project in digital, are they hiring and then laying off from project to project?
Well, I've been freelance for the last year and a half, and finally we've sort of mounted enough business at this one place that they're willing to bring me in and sort of, try some of what they're calling experimental stuff, which is more like just TV commercials.
Uh-huh. But does it mean that a lot of people who might have used to have full-time jobs with benefits and advertising would do well to, be willing to go from project to project for a while?
Absolutely, absolutely. They'd probably be well to have some good health care, too, but that's a whole other show.
Yeah,
right?
That's a whole other show that we've done a million times. Mark, thank you. Thank you very much. And Ty McMahon from the Wall Street Journal, what do you think the implications are for jobs in New York in particular? That wasn't the topic of your article, looking at some of these successes in online advertising startups, but is online advertising living here, like old media advertising has lived in New York for so long?
I think so, and a lot of that is being driven by a pretty active startup community in New York. They're catering to the Madison Avenue types, and there are some really interesting young companies. There are a lot of events within New York that are advertising related, or even just startup related. Great networking events for people to interact and find out what new hot companies are out there and what jobs may be available. So yeah, I think there's absolutely a vibrant community that still exists on Madison Avenue.
One interesting note from your article is about PepsiCo and the Super Bowl. Coke was advertising on the Super Bowl, but Pepsi wasn't. They decided not to spend the big bucks on the game because...
You know, it goes back to exactly what we're talking about—that experimental budget. It's no longer experimental. Pepsi obviously saw more value in interacting with their customers through social media, and being able to truly interact with them rather than, you know, spend a few million dollars on a TV commercial during the Super Bowl.
So is online advertising growing in 2010 or just shrinking more slowly?
Well, I think there's no way to think that it won't grow over time. I mean, we're seeing an enormous shift online, and of course advertising dollars will follow.
All right. Now, just to be clear, the article of yours that we've been talking about was in the Wall Street Journal, but you're a Dow Jones reporter. Where can people see your stuff mostly?
Sure. They can find us on the Wall Street Journal website, regularly for the Venture Capital Dispatch blog.
All right. Ty McMahon, thank you so much. Very informative. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
And again, listeners, you can visit our Help Wanted site via WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. There you can meet our 5 job seekers who will be blogging their searches with us in the coming weeks and post your own stories and advice. Thanks for your great calls during this segment as well, everybody. The point here is to help you and others find work and to build community. So join our Help Wanted discussions and that Facebook community building site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to get there. As I mentioned earlier, I will be off the next 2 days to spend some of President's Week with my kids. Jamie Floyd will be filling in the next 2 days. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. We had intern help today from Rachel Senator and Sydney Beveridge. Our Help Wanted editor is Annie Schreffler. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the Audio Controls. Talk to you Monday. I'm Brian Lehrer.